the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 edition. Again, text me B for bourbon. I'll send you the flyer for this bottle signing event, this very special dinner. $99 for those who are not Bourbon Barrel Club members. If you are, you get it for $49. I'll send you the menu. I'll send you the website where you can get your tickets, ironpigsmoke.com. If you have any questions, you can also give them a call, 989-448-2070. And their email address is sales@ironpigsmoke.com. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Hope to see you there tomorrow night. It's going to be a good time. And again, tomorrow, Wednesday, October 22nd, starting at 6, going until 9 at the South location, 4029 Old 27 Highway South at the new Iron Pig Smokehouse South location. Another event I want to make you guys aware of is coming up on Saturday, the first annual Homesteader Expo. It's going to be this Saturday, October 25th from 10 to 4 p.m., it's going to be held at the Gaylord Family Fellowship Church. They're located at 805 West Street in Gaylord. They've got all kinds of booths and vendors, all kinds of people set up there. If you want, you can go. Basically, they are asking for donations for the food. They'll have some hamburgers and hot dogs, asking for donation. All ages are welcome. Now, in addition to all the booths and the vendors, they do have some presentations for you. So, great event. Hopefully, you can make it this Saturday in Gaylord. It's going to be from 10 to 4 p.m. If you'd like the flyer, just text me EXPO, E-X-P-O, and I'll send you the flyer, and you can attend that event this Saturday. Trying to get back to Lansing, because we started talking about Washington, we started talking about all kinds of things that were going on. Well, one of the things that MERS News Service chose to do was a story about the property tax petition drive that we are part of. The story coming out of Lansing regarding the Axe My Tax, very popular with many citizens, hate paying high property taxes, would do just about anything to get from out from underneath these tax burdens. But when you ask Carla Wagner, who's leading a petition drive effort to grant the relief to be able to put it on a statewide ballot proposal, she told MERS News Service, well, we're not quite where I want us to be in regards to our goal of 600,000 petition signatures. She needs to collect an amount in order to meet the bare minimum of 477,000 valid signatures requirements in order to get it on the November 2026 ballot. She says they're at about 400,000 names after dropping the signatures that we collected last April. By getting those signatures re-signed, that'll give us more time and push it into November. Now, the challenges seem to be many. Wagner reported that they have some stiff opposition coming from the Michigan Education Association, that is the teachers' union, along with the Michigan Association of Counties, because simply they don't understand it. as well as the Michigan Municipal League and the Democratic Party. Those government-related groups rely heavily on property taxes to keep their machines going. Well, we are collecting our share of naysayers who say, please don't do this. Another challenge is petition circulators. It's very tough using all volunteers instead of paying for names, even though one person alone has collected over 3,000 signatures. That is not the norm. Many of these folks have jobs, and they're doing it at night and on weekends. In addition, she reported the level of the education of voters reveals some very interesting things. For example, many voters are not up to speed on how millage tax systems work. And while details of the ballot proposal are laid out on the backside in the petition language, there is a disconnect on the property tax issue per se. She's asked circulators to send in their petition sheets, but many of these requests have gone unfulfilled so far, so making it very difficult to get an actual count of the number of signatures collected. Asked if she would chuck the petition drive if lawmakers came up with their own property tax relief plan, she said she has not seen a bill yet that fulfills her requirements, but she remains willing to look at whatever the legislators are willing to come up with, if anything. Wagner said it would have to be a pretty sweet deal to get us to stop collecting signatures at this point, Wagner said. Another thing she said is call me in November. She advised for a word on whether the grassroots effort is successful or if it joins the list of other petition drives that give it a good faith effort but have come up short. Only God knows how many we're supposed to get. This number is predetermined by God, not the Board of Canvassers, and we'll see what happens. So right now, here on October 21st, a little bit short. She's claiming that they're close to 400,000. They need roughly about another 80,000 to go and is, in fact, pushing it back into the end of November. That is a definite reality. So here's what the ask is. If you've already gotten petition sheets and you haven't filled them up yet, please, 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 get out there, collect a few signatures that you need to finish it up, sign the bottom as the petition circulator, and mail it back in to Carla. The address is on the petition sheet. Number two, if you haven't gotten just 10 signatures yet for us, text me AX, A-X, and we will send you the link to the website axmytax.org. You can sign up, volunteer there to circulate. Carla will mail you out a sheet. All you have to do is collect 10 signatures. If you and your spouse sign it, you just need 8 more signatures. And yes, you can sign it even if you're the petition circulator. In that case, you would be signing it twice. You'd sign on one of the 10 lines, as well as signing on the bottom when the 10 signatures are gathered. When you got the sheet filled up, you would then sign on the bottom where it says petition circulator and then mail it in to Carla. We've got enough time to continue doing this by mail. There'll come a point here, probably I'm going to think the middle of November, that we're going to stop mailing and start picking these up in person. So we'll definitely be able to get this done if we all chip in a few hours of our time. Again, this is all volunteer effort. The push is on. We have roughly about 30 days heading into Thanksgiving, and that's when the count will be done, and then that's when the signatures will be turned in to Lansing. Now, Carla said she may hold on to him because technically she doesn't have to turn him in until, I believe, March or April next year. She's not sure she wants to leave those in the hands of Jocelyn Benson's Bureau of Elections in Lansing. She may hold on to them herself and then deliver them right before the deadline. So we're excited. We're going to have to do some work here, and we're asking for your help. So again, text me AX, and I'll send you the link. You can volunteer. If you've got petition sheets, you haven't filled them up yet, make it an effort to do it this weekend and then mail them in on Monday. All filled up, 10 signatures per page. Please, please, please do not mail in any partially filled in sheets. We're asking everybody to fill out all 10 signatures, then sign it as the petition circulator, and then mail it in. So we're excited about this effort. We've been working our tail off. We are raising money right now to do a text message campaign. We've got a radio ad and a TV ad posted on the Give, Send, Go website. If you feel you can't help actually collect signatures, maybe you can go to the website and make a donation. We greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to do that, text me media. My phone is set up to send you the link to it, and you can make a donation and help us out that way as well. Short little story I'm going to get to real quick. It was covered actually by Fox News. Lenawee County Democrat Party Chair Bill Swift is receiving national media coverage after he posted a photo earlier this month in front of his sign that reads, MAGA equals Nazi, and 86-47. Well, we all know what 86-47 means. It's basically, we need to assassinate the president. Well, it got national media attention. On October 11, 6:10 p.m., the Leelanau County Democratic Party posted on Facebook a picture of Swift and 5th Congressional District Chair Pat in front of a sign stating exactly that. MAGA equals Nazi in 86-47. Well, we're going to get into the response of quite a few of the people in the Democratic Party and how the story was covered by Fox News. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Getting back to this story, MAGA equals Nazi in 8647. Lenawee County Democratic Party Chair Bill Swift got national media attention when he posted this picture on his Facebook page. Before the event, which was hosted by the Monroe County Democratic Party, the headliners were listed as Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor, Senator Mallory McMorrow, who's running for U.S. Senate, Michigan AFL-CIO Union President Ron Bieber, and the Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel. Well, almost a week later, on October 17th, Fox News ran the story showing the pictures. State Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican Monroe, mentioned that the May 2025 social media post of former FBI Director James Comey, who arranged seashells on a beach to say 8647, has now been a common theme with a lot of Democrats posting 8647 in numerous other sites. Bellino said, Comey knew exactly what it meant. The FBI knows exactly what they use that term for. It means to kill or get rid of somebody. And if you think it's something different, pardon my language, but you're an effing idiot, Bellino said. When I gave my speech 3 weeks ago about the liberals being very violent and causing problems in this country, Democrat Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh came over to me and said that was very disrespectful. I said, well, Sam, you ain't heard a effing thing yet. Bellino said that he texted the former Democratic Representative Bill Lavoie, who he defeated in 2026, and gave him a hard time about Swift's post. Lavoie said to MERS News Service that Bellino said 86 can mean a lot of things. For example, in the restaurant industry, it means to kill an order. Well, yeah, but then when you add 8647, what does that mean? It means 47th President of the United States. We all know what it means. Trump was the 45th president. Now he's the 47th president. And it's not a term used in restaurants to cancel orders. In this context, it means to kill the president. Let's all grow up and be big boys and girls, shall we? We're not going to take your nuance on words or terms and try to make it mean something else, which it's not. Sorry, guys, not going to do it. So the bottom line is, Swift told MERS News Service that the sign's message was to call for Trump's removal from office, calling him illegitimate and an unconstitutionally elected and sitting president due to his encouraging supporters to march on the U.S. Capitol to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who had been lawfully slated, which led to the riots on January 6, 2021. Excuse me, Swift. Did you not participate? Did you not hear that we had another election on November 5th of 2024? Coming up on just a year ago? Illegitimate president? You got to be kidding me. Well, he said that the reason he's calling him illegitimate is because the complicit Supreme Court decided that certain states did not have the authority to keep Donald Trump off their ballots, even though state legislatures and even some votes were taken to ask that Trump not be on their state's ballot. Well, according to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, says that no person shall hold office if they took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and then engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. What I'm trying to do is get across to the American people that we don't have to tolerate this BS anymore. Man, this guy's a radical. So, claiming that what Donald Trump did back on January 6th of 2021 was inciting an insurrection or a rebellion against the United States, this guy's a complete idiot. He goes on to talk about Donald Trump campaign on Nazi rhetoric, Nazi ideology, even shared Nazi propaganda. We know that Nazi salutes occurred at President Trump's inauguration. We know that the president and Republicans, MAGA Americans, have continued to embrace this Nazi rhetoric, ideology, and propaganda. Not true, not true, not true. Unbelievable. And you know what the ironic title of their event was there in Monroe County? They called it a unity dinner. Anything but unity. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.